Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Heartwarming as well as educational. A wonderful furry tale that has all the essential elements to make it a childhood classic. I praise for the delightful children's book, Chubby Wubbles by M.J. Abrams. Inspired by a true story about the friendship between a young man and a loving ferret, determined to find his missing playmate, Coco. There's fun, mystery, unexpected drama in their exciting adventures together. M.J. Myron Abrams has been married for 48 years, currently enjoying retirement after working in the automotive industry for over 40 years. Other than his passion for auctions and estate sales, his other interests include collecting antiques and memorabilia, gardening, sports, and world travel. M.J. Myron Abrams, author of Chubby Wubbles, recipient of the Gold Seal of Literary Excellence, joining us on This Week in America. Myron, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
Really looking forward to this, and this book is a very charming book, so well done. Let's talk about, first of all, ferrets. Where did this idea, how did the family get involved in ferrets? It's not your typical pet that most families have. How did this whole thing begin with ferrets in your family?
Well, actually, my older son, Mark, who's in the book, acquired a ferret named Junior from his friend and eventually gave it to my younger son, Jeffrey, who was one of the main characters in the book. And Jeffrey renamed the ferret Sonny. And a little while later, he bought another ferret named Coco from the store to keep Sonny company. So they're both in the book, and all my sons are in the book, both of them.
The title of the book, Chubby Wubbles, I love that title. How did you come up with the title for the book?
Well, a lot of people like it. I named the book Chubby Wubbles because I thought it was a cute name that my son Jeffrey occasionally called Sonny. He always had a lot of cute nicknames for his ferrets.
And the book is Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Parrot, Ferret by M.J. Abrams. A book available wherever books are sold. Also, Myron's website, which is chubbywubbles.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, for example. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you will link on to all of the links for the book. What was the inspiration in writing the book? You witnessed these stories. You were impressed. They were charming stories that were unfolding before your eyes. When did you decide to, you know, this would make a cute story?
Well, actually, when I visited my son Jeffrey occasionally, I enjoyed watching Sonny and Coco play together. I took lots of pictures of the ferrets because they were so cute. There was an incident when one of them tried to escape, so I could see an interesting story developing. That's when I decided to write a children's book based on their adventures together.
We become attached to the ferrets. What eventually happened to the ferrets?
Well, my son couldn't take care of them any longer. That was Jeffrey, because he accepted a job on a cruise ship. So I decided to adopt them. I just couldn't bear the thought of him having to give them up to someone else. And I really had grown attached to these lovable pets.
That's really interesting that they're his. You were so wrapped up in the story, you really couldn't see them going anywhere else, and you gave them a loving home. Tell us a little bit about the book. The book is Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams. Myron Abrams, our guest on the program. Tell us a little bit about the book, because this is really so well done, receiving excellent reviews and awards, as I was talking about. Talk a little bit about the book.
Well, it's a 24-page children's book that has some great reviews. Any child who reads would understand and enjoy it because of the simple language and compelling story. It's also great for parents and grandparents who love reading to their children or grandchildren. And on each page, it has a few short, easy-to-read paragraphs separated by colored pictures that go along with the story.
You know, once you start a project like this, I'm sure you went back through it time and time again, trying to get the right words, the right message for the audience you were aiming for. How long did it take you to come up with a final version of the book?
Well, actually, I wrote the first version in 2006. It needed a lot of editing and storyline revisions up to now. It was a good story at the time, but it seemed one-dimensional, and years later, I added Coco into the storyline to spice it up for the final version.
Now, it's interesting, if you go to Google Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams, and their website, chubbywubbles.com, book available, of course, at Amazon as well. There are several versions of the book. Talk about the different versions and why you did that and what those versions are.
excuse me. The story is the same for all of them. The only difference are the subtitles and pictures to differentiate between the books. The first book, Chubby Wubbles, A Ferret's Tale, and that was published by Trafford Publishing, is printed on semi-gloss paper to enhance the photos. The second book, Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret, by Westwood Books Publishing, has a combination of photos and illustrations. And the last book, Chubby Wubbles and Coco, Two Missing Ferrets by Westwood Books Publishing, will be illustrations only. It's in progress and should be available, I'd say, in a few months or so.
When you started this process of writing the book, did you think about doing this in three versions, or did this sort of evolve as you were writing the book and getting a response to the book?
Actually, I wrote the first book with accompanying photos because it was an interesting idea. I had no intent publishing other versions. Then I received some comments that kids love illustrated books, which obviously they do. So I chose to combine many of the photos that I currently had with illustrations into my latest version. The next version of the book with illustrations only will provide another option for kids.
There are so many children's books out there, and yours really stands out. Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams. What do you think sets this book apart from the others? What makes it different?
Well, first, there aren't many stories about an uncommon pet like a ferret.
No.
Also, there aren't any books that I know of with accompanying photographs on every page that correspond to the text as the story progresses. That kind of sets my book apart from others and makes it more unique. The text and the captivating photos make the story seem more realistic than just a children's fantasy novel.
Now, it's interesting because this is a family story. Your sons, of course, are heavily involved in this. You've got family and friends that understand the story. As you were putting the story together, and even after you got it published, what kind of feedback did you get from family and friends in writing Chubby Wubbles?
Well, I did get a lot of feedback. I welcomed and appreciated everything anybody had to say about my book, good or bad. I took every comment and critique seriously and edited the book based on their feedback as long as it made sense. And over time, all the input was helpful in formulating the last edition of my books.
What can you talk about how the story is told? Because this is different as well. Talk about the presentation, how the story is told in the book Chubby Wubbles.
The story is narrated by a third person, but both the owners and ferrets' points of view are also expressed throughout the story. Each photo or illustration relates to the corresponding text, and every page flows smoothly to the next page, which builds up interest and intensity as the story progresses. It doesn't quite go over the edge, so it's appropriate for children, I'd say, 8 and younger.
And it's a good book for children to read. It's a good book for parents to read to children. It's a good book for everybody to read and then go back and talk about it and talk about the importance of pets and the impact they can have on the child and all the family members. Chubby Wubbles is the name of the book, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. Chubbywubbles.com is the website where you'll get information on the book. Be able to order that as well. Tell us a little bit about the story. I don't want to give away too much of it, but a little bit about the story. It's the cute story about a ferret. Well, give us a little bit of background without giving away too much on the book.
Right. Well, I just like to start out by just reading the first page. It's short.
Sure.
Mark
do.
Ferrets, Chubby and Coco, to bed in their playpen after another long day of fun and play. And then there's a photo of them underneath that, of them kind of cuddling together in bed. The next morning, Chubby woke to find Coco missing. The door was open, so he began looking in all her favorite hiding spots. He searched everywhere but couldn't find her. And then underneath that, there's a illustration of Chubby Spread Eagle on the floor with tears in his eyes and a cloud above with a picture of Coco in it. And then he says underneath that, Chubby wondered what happened to Coco. Would he ever see her again? I miss her so much, he sighed tearfully. That's the first page. And then Coco is given away to a new owner while he's still trying to cope with the disappearance of his playmate. Over time, he's trying to adapt and overcome his loss, but he gets into serious trouble and desperation while still looking for Coco. Eventually, it comes to the point of frustration and despair for Chubby. Is there light at the end of the tunnel or a happy ending? I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, now we have to get a copy of the book, and that's not a bad thing. Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams. I mentioned in the open for the program that this really has all of the elements there. You've got fun, you've got mystery, you've got unexpected drama, exciting adventures together. You'll find that all in Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams, our guest on the program. When it's over with, this is a cute story, but there are messages, there are themes in the book as well. What do you hope readers feel after they finish reading your book?
I think children will love my book because it's a compelling story that will hold their attention. By the end, they'll have a better understanding about the relationships and how different situations or changes in their lives may affect them and their pets. After reading my book, most comments range from very interesting and exciting to delightfully dramatic and intense from start to finish. Many said once they began reading, they couldn't put the book down until the end. And a few said it made them cry with joy.
Well, and some describe it like, you know, a new childhood classic. And I think really that's not overstating the case for Chubby Wubbles. A few minutes left in the program. Anything else you'd like to talk about the book and maybe your ultimate goal in writing the book? And if you feel you've achieved that and how the book has been received so far?
Sure. I'd like to say that it's not easy writing a good children's book. It was a real struggle, and it took a long time to get the pictures and the text aligned just right, along with the editing to make the story compelling as well. That said, Chubby Wubbles can be ordered online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through bookstores. Readers can also order the book through publishers Trafford and Westward Books Publishing. And I'd just like to say that if anyone reads my book, Chubby Wubbles, to please post a review on Amazon and recommend it to your friends. My ultimate goal, obviously, is to land a book deal with a traditional publisher. That can happen. That'd be great.
Well, yes, and it should. You are a very talented writer. You've got a very creative way to tell the story in Chubby Wubbles. What are you working on now? You mentioned the third version of the book will be coming out here soon. Are there any other books that you're working on, any other projects you've got you're developing?
Well, not right at this point. I've just got to dot the I's and cross the T's on my new book. So it's going to be a little while and just get a little marketing things going, campaigns or whatever. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully good things will happen.
Well, I really believe they will. You've done such an excellent job with this, with the text, with the message, with the illustrations. It is a delightful children's book. What has this experience been like for you? You talked about, boy, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And, you talk to authors. In particular, I'm so impressed with authors of children's books and what it takes, because you can't use a lot of words, can you? In fact, the words have to be very specific. You have to hold the child's attention. What's this whole process been like for you? I'm sure it's nothing like you thought it was going to be when you first started the project.
Well, actually, it's really enjoyable. It hadn't at the beginning because you run into complications sometimes with the storyline and the editing and it just doesn't fit properly. But over time, you know, it really comes together and it's a lot of fun. And actually, you know, I just like reading the book and I read it every week for years, you know, and just try to think about what I can use maybe to improve it. And, you know, it's expensive to re-edit, especially when you're going through a publisher.
Yes.
But have it self-published. But it's really enjoyable, and I'm glad that I got this book to end up the way it is.
Well,
I'm real satisfied with it. Let's put it that way.
And you should be. Chubby Wubbles is recipient of the Gold Seal of Literary Excellence. Excellent reviews that it's receiving. The book is authored by M.J. Abrams. He's our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. I know you talk about the book is dedicated to ferret shelters everywhere. This has become a pet project, a part of you, isn't it, to look out for pets out there, in particular ferrets, because they brought so much to your life and your family's lives.
Right. These people that take wayward ferrets in, they're really a boon to their communities, and I really enjoy their efforts.
When people think about animals, we talk about the traditional. You did the non-traditional approach. You took in ferrets. Talk about that and the impact they had on your lives, because obviously there was a special connection you had.
Well, yes. They were kind of easy to take care of after a while. You get used to them, but their idiosyncrasies, and they're really pretty smart. And they're always fun to watch. Bring a lot of enjoyment, and it brought a lot of enjoyment to our family. So, unfortunately, they don't really live that long. They live maybe 6 to 8 years old, and unfortunately, they passed away within a couple months of each other after we had them. So, but that was a long time ago, and I still think about them every day. When I look at the cover of the book, and they were always a lot of fun to play with.
Well, not there for a long time, but really made a lasting impact. And it's reflected in Myron's book, Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret by M.J. Abrams. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. ChubbyWubbles.com is the website. You'll get information there as well. The third edition will be coming out shortly. Myron, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success. As I mentioned, the book, recipient of the Gold Seal of Literary Excellence. Thank you for spending some time to talk about it with us on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me and the interview.
It has been our pleasure. M.J. Abrams, author of Chubby Wubbles, My Pet Ferret, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.